Start making your own award-winning dishes today with Caroline's Rub at www.carolinesrub.com. Caroline's award-winning dry rubs, seasonings, and hickory smoked salt are all natural and perfect for beef, chicken, pork, seafood, vegetables, and more. Be sure to try our Aussie Steak Dry Rub today with its mouth-watering combination of slow-smoked peppers, spices, and herbs. You'll crave it on a whole lot more than just steaks. Visit our website today and order Maverick thermometers, gift sets, and get free recipes. All this and more from carolinesrub.com.
This is Jim Minion from Two Loose Screws. I'm listening to Barbecue Central.
Welcome to Barbecue Central, the show where we talk about all things important to the world of barbecue. From big-named interviews to advice on cooking brisket and ribs, you'll find it all right here inside Barbecue Central. If you're interested in learning more about barbecue, feel free to visit our website at www.bbq-4-u.com. Get connected to the best barbecue forum on the internet. And now, here's your program host, Greg Rempe.
Thank you, Jim Morgan, and welcome to Barbecue Central, the show where we talk about all things important to the world of barbecue. Wherever you are across the globe, I certainly appreciate you taking time out to join me. Tonight, my guest is going to be Chad Thompson. Chad is the president of a website called NationalBBQRankings.com. As the name would suggest, this website is specifically dedicated to keeping track of the points in both KCBS, FBA arenas, and on a combined sense as well. So we'll bring Chad in and talk to him a little bit about that. Chad, welcome to Barbecue Central.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Chad, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself personally, and then we'll actually get into the website.
Okay, well, my name's Chad Thompson. My real occupation is a data specialist for quality care for children in Atlanta. It's a nonprofit agency that works with child care providers and parents to help improve the quality of child care for children in the metro area. And I live in Tucker, so that's on out near Stone Mountain in Atlanta, in Georgia.
When were you first introduced to barbecue?
Well, I guess I grew up eating barbecue from Fincher's Barbecue down in Macon, Georgia. Their claim to fame is they sent Brunswick stew into outer space. There was a an astronaut from Warner Robins, one of the neighboring towns, and he really liked their Brunswick stew, and I guess every astronaut gets to pick one favorite food, and NASA will have it put into a tube or one of those little packages and send it off with them into outer space. So that was that's the thing he wanted to take. So that was really my first, this is a commercial barbecue that I've always eaten.
For those that aren't familiar with the NationalBBQRankings.com website, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, that's our website, National Barbecue Rankings. Yeah, I guess I started thinking about it maybe over a year ago, just how could I rank all the professional barbecue teams across the country, because there seemed like, there's teams all over the country competing every weekend, but you never really knew who stacked up where. So everybody, I guess, kind of always knew last year, especially that Lotta Bull was probably the best team, QAL and some of those folks, Butt Rub and Jack's Old South. But nobody, so that's the top few teams, but where does everybody else stack up? So I was more interested in where, what's the difference between 50th and 53rd place, or, where my team be, or my buddy's team. So that's why we started doing the rankings, just to come up with a method of hashing out exactly where everybody fit in.
What in particular inspires you to actually want to sit down and start making a website about scores?
I guess it's just the competitive nature of the whole deal. I've been doing barbecue contests for a little over a year now, and there's all these other guys who are doing way more barbecue contests than I am and spending all that money, and they all seem to be pretty competitive. And, I'm a big college football fan, so every weekend I check the rankings to see where my team ranks and how they compare with teams from across the country. So I looked around, and I didn't really see that for barbecue, and thought that it would be a good opportunity for me to go ahead and do something and get in and go ahead and start making doing the rankings myself. And since I am my job as a data specialist, I have a management of information systems degree from the University of Georgia. So computers, technology, statistical analysis, data, analysis. It's what I've been interested in all my life. So it was just a natural extension to apply that to barbecue.
Now, is this like just you, or are there other people that are involved with keeping this up?
Right now, it's myself, Drew Sawyer, a buddy of mine, and my wife. My wife mostly handles the proofreading, the media relations part of it. And Drew is a guy I met working in a restaurant last year, and he seemed like he had the technical expertise that I needed for the website part of it, the design and the look and feel of the website. So he's the one that did all that. I'm more of a technical person, so I went out and I found me someone who could help me put together a good looking website that would people can navigate it, and it would get our information across. Once I hooked up with Drew and got somebody else with me that I could bounce ideas off and everything, it really, really sped along, and we got everything done fairly quickly once we kind of set our minds to it.
You know you're going to get huge traffic now that you're on the Barbecue Central show, though, right?
Absolutely.
When did you actually go live with the whole forum?
The whole big push was to get it done for the Dillard, Georgia contest, because I was going to go up there and compete in that contest. And I wanted to be able to have it done, go up there and pass out some cards, talk to some people, and let people know about it. So that was the first weekend that we launched, and it was launched, I guess, August 2nd of this year. What was actually interesting about that is that we launched it that Friday night. My partner Drew launched it from home. He wasn't able to attend the contest. And there were actually several people there with laptops, and actually had people at the contest looking at the website online, and were able to go in there and look and see where their team was. I know one of the teams that had internet access there and was really interested in the rankings was Smoky Mountain Smokers. So they were ranked I think somewhere in the top 30 at the time, and have since moved up a little bit, but he was real interested in it and was able to actually look at it right there at the contest, so that was nice.
What's the general reception when people can see that?
I think people like it. We've had a few folks who maybe disagree with our methods. They don't think that certain contests should count as much, or some should count more, but people tend to also want their contest to count a little bit more too, you know. So, but everybody seems to be really positive about it and want to be on board with it, and they're checking the rankings. And I get a lot of emails every time when an update goes out for the rankings about, well, are you sure that you got my contest in here? I finished, you know, third or something, and I was hoping for a little bit more of a boost than that, or you know, comments along those lines. But overall, the response has been great.
So it looks like you have two sanctioning bodies included on the site, Kansas City Barbecue Society and Florida Barbecue Association. What about other events like Memphis in May, or let's say like a South Carolina Barbecue Association or something like that?
Well, we'd certainly be interested in including those other sanctioning bodies. And maybe even, we do actually include two non-sanctioned events, the Jack Daniels and the Best of the Best, which I guess they're not sanctioned by KCBS or FBA right now, and I don't believe they're sanctioned by anyone. But we would be interested in including other sanctioning bodies if we could get them to. I mean, we don't want to change anyone, but we'd have to figure out ways to include some of them. And some of our problems, especially with Memphis in May, is that it's difficult to obtain the results of contest unless you actually know someone who was at the contest. So we started with the KCBS ranking results because they posted all the results to their website, and I could easily go in and get them myself. Same with FBA. And FBA has really been on board with this from the very beginning. Both Swamp Boys and HomeBBQ.com were at the Dillard contest, and I got a chance to speak with Kevin and Rob a good bit about the rankings and including FBA, because at the time when we launched it, the FBA results weren't included, but just that, you know, they were on board with including their rankings and, you know, making sure, you know, and I wanted to let them know that I wasn't going to discount their events or anything, that a win in an FBA event would be equal to a win in a KCBS event. So I think that they were really interested about that. But for other sanctioning bodies, I think at this point, we'd have to work with them to try and get results posted and to us in a timely manner, so that we can keep it updated every week, and then also work within their results to kind of help it match ours. Because right now we're using the you score points in the top 10, and some of the sanctioning bodies don't necessarily have like an overall top 10. I believe, Memphis in May kind of does a finals judging where there's the top three from each of the three categories, or there's a final table, I think, in ICBS contests. So I think we'd have to look at each one individually and try to come up with some way to include it. But we're certainly not out to looking to exclude contests or sanctioning organizations, or say that one contest is better than another.
I'm going to regret asking this because math is not my strong suit. But how do the rankings work? How are they calculated? What's the whole rundown on that?
Well, what we do is we assign a point value for each of the each of the places in the top 10. So first place is worth 15 points, second place 12, then 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for the rest of the places. Then each place gets a period multiplier. So the first, we use a 104-week rolling calendar so that we're counting contests from this week back 104 weeks. We're not actually using the entire 104 weeks right now. We just, to start it off, we only went back through January 1st of 2006, so we're not quite up to 104 weeks yet. And for FBA, they were only able to give us the contest results starting in October of 2006, so we don't even have quite a full year yet with FBA. But what we do is we use that 104-week calendar, and we divide that calendar into 13 periods. Each period consists of 8 weeks. So each period gets a multiplier, and that multiplier is distributed evenly over the 13 periods. So it starts at 2 and goes to 0. And I think each week it steps down about 0.15 something. So contests that happened in the first period get a period multiplier of 2. So if you got a first place finish in a contest last month, that would be worth 15 points. Then the multiply it times the period multiplier of 2, since it's in the first period. So you get a score of 30, and that score would be added to your overall total for the rankings. What happens as time goes by and contests it's been longer and longer since you won that contest, that score of 30 starts moving down, so it starts decaying, and it decays over the 104-week period or the 8-week periods, so that by the time it gets that it's 2 years old, it's decayed all the way down to where it's only worth a few points. And then after that 104, after it rolls into that 105th week, you're no longer receiving points for it. So each week we recalculate all the scores, all the contests that we have that we have that are fit into that 104 weeks, and everybody gets a whole new score. So we don't just add the points that you earned this week to the number of points you had last week. We actually recalculate everybody's score every week.
How often are the scores updated?
We update the scores every Thursday, or at least we try to. This week I wasn't able to get the scores updated today, but I'll have them updated in the morning. But every Thursday we try to have the scores updated, and we're trying to get articles out every couple of weeks on Tuesdays, just to give folks a little something else to check out during the week.
I was on your website, and I'm looking at the rankings section, and it has KCBS, it has FBA separate, and then there's a combine button. You hit the combine button, obviously you're combining both sanctioning bodies. How does that actually come about as far as figuring it out?
Well, we use the same kind of math to figure out the scores for the KCBS, FBA, and combined rankings. So we use that same 104-week calendar and all the places. First place is still worth 15 points and that sort of thing. What we do with the KCBS rankings only include KCBS events. So that does include one bonus contest, the American Royal Invitational. The FBA only includes FBA events. That doesn't include a bonus contest because currently there's not an FBA-sanctioned bonus contest. For the combined scores, we count all contests. So that would include both the Jack Daniels and the Best of the Best in the combined, which aren't counted in either of the other two. But basically it adds, for teams that maybe haven't earned points in those two unsanctioned bonus contests, it would just add your FBA points to your KCBS points and put those together. But we do, we just go ahead and calculate that the same way.
Why combine scores? Why not just leave the two sanctioning bodies separate?
That's what we wanted to do, was always to combine the scores. We always wanted to compare teams from across the country and from across sanctioning bodies. I didn't want to just have a ranking of just KCBS teams and just FBA teams or just MIM teams or anything like that. I wanted to see how everybody stacked up, regardless of where you're cooking barbecue or how you're cooking it. I wanted to know who the best was and who the 35th best was and who the 135th best was. So I tried to build something that didn't rely on you doing certain types of contests that you might not have access to. I mean, certainly teams in Florida, you know, they may have a 1,000-mile drive before they can really get to a handful of KCBS events every year. So, you know, with the FBA, or, you know, there are teams in out on the West Coast or in the Northeast that really don't have access to that number of KCBS events. So we wanted to allow them to earn a higher place in the rankings, but without maybe having as much access to KCBS events as teams who live in the Midwest have. I mean, I think there were two or three contests last weekend in Missouri, whereas I don't know that there was three KCBS events in all of Florida last year. You know, everybody's got an equal chance to be the top dog.
There are a number of KCBS teams that would say that the FBA events are inferior and should not be figured into the overall rankings. How do you personally feel about that?
Well, one thing that we decided when we started doing this is that we're not ranking contests. We're ranking teams. I didn't want to go out and start saying that one contest was better than another contest, or try to judge based on who's there and how many teams you have. Certainly, there are contests that are more difficult than other contests. The best FBA teams compete with the best KCBS teams when FBA come up and they do KCBS, or when KCBS teams go down and do FBA contests. When I started entering the FBA results, I found that most of the teams I was entering with the FBA results were already listed in the rankings and already had placed in the top 10 in a KCBS event. So it wasn't like I was adding in a whole lot of new teams that were only scoring points in FBA events. Those teams were scoring points in KCBS events and FBA events. There's an FBA event that I put in, I think, that had 10 teams there. But I think three or four of those teams had won either reserve grand or grand champion in a KCBS event. So is that, you know, just because it's FBA or just because it only had 10 teams, that's still a difficult field, whereas you might have contests that have 25 or 30 teams but maybe don't have that number of, you know, winning teams, grand champion or reserve grand champion type of teams. So we decided not to get into the field, you know, the area of ranking contests, and we really just wanted to rank the teams.
In order to be added to the rankings list, would I have to be a sanctioning body like the KCBS or the FBA in order to take part?
Well, we would like to probably stick with sanctioned contests other than the Jack Daniels and the Best of the Best. For now, we may visit that again later, adding non-sanctioned events. What we would be looking for from an organization, if we were going to add their rankings to their results to our rankings, would be just a timely reporting of their results to us in a fashion that we can use, and also that they employ some sort of, you know, certified judging and results auditing, so that, you know, they're giving up, we know that they're doing, you know, taking the steps necessary to provide a fair and accurate contest. There are quite a few teams who do a lot of the Memphis and May style competitions, and we'd love to include them if we could get the results in a timely manner and that sort of thing, and try to work a little bit them to try to come up with a way to include them and make it fair to everybody.
I know one of my forum members, the darling of the barbecue community, Captain Morgan, who takes place in at least, you know, two or three South Carolina barbecue associations, namely Smoke on the Beach, is probably chomping at the bit now listening to this, wondering how he can get that organization to forward their results to you. What's a timely fashion?
What we're trying to do is, like I said earlier, have the rankings updated every Thursday. Ideally, I'd like to move that up a little bit closer in earlier in the week, maybe a Monday or a Tuesday. Because what I've noticed just looking at the traffic on our site is that we get a lot of traffic on Sunday. You know, it's folks coming and checking. The rankings haven't been updated, even though, you know, we kind of know the contest results have kind of gotten around a little bit. But the rankings haven't been updated. So I know that's something I like to do with my college football is get up on Sunday morning and check the paper or check online and see if I can find the new rankings and see who moved up and who moved down. So what I'm ideally looking for is someone who can get me those rankings nearly right after the contest. Florida Barbecue Association does a fantastic job of getting their results up within 24 hours of a contest ending. If we could get the results Monday, Tuesday, that really allows us to get the rankings out that much quicker. So that's really what we're looking for in a timely fashion.
Now I have two questions instead of my standard one at the end. If undoubtedly there's going to be sanctioning bodies that will listen to this podcast and want to take part in this, what email address can you give them now to enable them to get in contact with you about submitting results and asking questions about this?
They can email me at nationalbbqrankings@gmail.com or just chat at nationalbbqrankings.com.
And for anybody that would like to get more information about your website, where can they go to do that?
They can go to nationalbbqrankings.com and check it out. We'll have some articles. We've got some articles on there, some pictures. Of course, the rankings. And there's also a Contact Us page on that website. If anybody needs to contact us, they can contact me through the website, and I'll get back to them. One thing I did want to mention is that we've got a couple new features that I actually just finished tonight that we'll be launching next week for the website. One of those is that we've got about 1,200 teams currently ranked in the National Barbecue Rankings. Currently, we only list 200 teams on the website, but we actually do have the scores for over 1,200 teams. So what we'll be doing next week is we're actually going to be publishing all that information. You'll be able to flip through all the pages and look at all the rankings. So I think that's going to encourage, I would encourage everyone to go to the website and check that out next week. And then also, we're going to add a feature where you'll be able to click on a team name in the rankings and in the list, and that'll take you to a page that will display, hopefully, well, at first it's just going to display all the contests that that team is earning points for. So that's hopefully that'll do two things. It'll engage people a little bit more on the website, and it'll also allow us to use the community to help us out audit our results to make sure that we're providing, an accurate ranking every week. So look for that next week. I think we should be launching that either Monday or Tuesday, and so they can go on there. Now, even if you're not in the top 200, you haven't earned that many points yet, but you've earned some points, you can still go on there and find yourself. And then, you can also go on there and see all the contests that we're giving you points for, to make sure that you're getting all the points that you deserve.
Chad Thompson is the president of NationalBarbecueRankings.com. Chad, I appreciate you taking time out this evening to talk to me about the website, about the scores, about the tabulation. Everything involved with the website is certainly interesting, and I can't help but feel that there's something in the future with me and you and something recurring, even for a few minutes, whether it be on the Barbecue Central TV show or a podcast, to go over the rankings currently, because I have a feeling this is something that's really going to catch on, and hopefully I can add a spark to that. So I appreciate you taking time out to join me tonight, Chad.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Thanks again to Chad Thompson for joining me this evening to talk about National Barbecue Rankings. If you're interested in looking at the site, you can log on to nationalbbqrankings.com to find out the most up-to-date rankings in championship barbecue today. If you'd like to learn more about barbecue and grilling, I'd like to have you log on to our website at www.thebbqcentral.com. We'd love to have you join the fun camaraderie of the best barbecue forum on the internet. Stay tuned for the Carolines Rub Spot on the Backside Jones. The Barbecue Central Show. This is your program host, Greg Brempy, saying so long, everybody.
Start making your own award-winning dishes today with Caroline's Rub at www.carolinesrub.com. Caroline's award-winning dry rubs, seasonings, and hickory smoked salt are all natural and perfect for beef, chicken, pork, seafood, vegetables, and more. Be sure to try our Aussie Steak Dry Rub today with its mouth-watering combination of slow-smoked peppers, spices, and herbs. You'll crave it on a whole lot more than just steaks. Visit our website today and order Maverick thermometers, gift sets, and get free recipes. All this and more from carolinesrub.com.